The soil's warming up. Home gardeners tackling a lot of chores, and they really want to get to the good stuff in their garden, right? They should be doing something else on their task list first.
There's an essential task to do in the garden this time of year, and that's spring weeding. Because if you don't do it now, it's going to get a lot harder a month or 2 months from now. So let's do a little quick review about spring weeding. We'll answer some questions, and we'll get you going in the right direction.
Okay, sounds good.
So first of all, you got to know what kind of weeds you have. So if you have weeds that are just popping up from the soil now, little seedlings, those are probably annual weeds, like lamb's quarters, pigweed. A little later on, we'll see purslane and chickweed. Those are really easy to kill. All you need to do is have a small hole with a small blade, very sharp, and you just want to scuff it right across the top of the surface. You're just chopping off the weeds right on the top of the soil. You don't want to dig down because that brings up more weed seeds, and that just makes it a little harder for you. And so you'll keep doing that. You'll do that also with things that have self-sown, which reminds me of my book, The Continuous Vegetable Garden, because I have a whole chapter on self-sowing vegetables, flowers, and herbs. And so a lot of these plants, like a calendula is a good example, they will overseed. They will drop so much seed, and you have so many little seedlings, and you can't leave them all there because they won't grow well.
Right.
So you're going to have to cut those off too, but leave enough that you're going to have a nice show of flowers and then good spacing with them. The perennial weeds, well, they're a little tough. You got to get down and dirty with them pretty much. Quackgrass and dandelions and burdocks and yellow docks and all those kinds of weeds that have either a long taproot or a very extensive rhizomatous root system.
Yep.
So if you can get down on your knees and just whack them with a cobra hose, one of my favorite tools to do that. For taprooted plants, you can use a sharp spade and dig down and try to get as much of that root out. Do it after a rain. That means the soil is going to be much easier to work. When you're trying to pull out the quack grass, it's a little zen because you have to do it very gently. Try to get as much of the root system as possible because if you leave little pieces of root in there, they will come back up. But you can weaken it this way. If you do either one of those for the annuals or perennials, make sure that you put in mulch afterwards so that you'll have less plants that are going to come in and self-sow. And for perennials, trees and shrubs, you can use wood chips. For annuals, vegetables, plants like that, you can use untreated grass clippings, chopped up hay, straw, leaves, that kind of thing.
Okay.
For lawns, if you have a beautiful lawn and you have creeping Charlie, pull those out. You can do it now. They don't have underground root systems. They have root systems on top of the ground. So you can pull those out. But the key is to come back in and top dress with compost, overseed with new grass seed, and create a thick, lush lawn so they won't reinvade. Do a little work now. It'll save you a lot of work later on.
Oh, says you. Okay. How about some questions? We've got a few listener questions for you, Charlie. Barbara in Warren, New Jersey writes, I couldn't resist buying a shrub rose from one of the many garden catalogs I'm still receiving. Barbara writes, can you give me some advice on scheduled maintenance? I know roses can be susceptible to diseases and insects.
Yeah. So get some of the disease-resistant landscape roses. The Knockout series, for example. We have one called Bonica. There's the Mediland series. There's a number of different the Oh So Easy series. A lot of them have good disease resistance. This time of year in Vermont, you might have noticed your roses took a big hit this past winter because it was such a severe winter. So you want to cut them way back to where there's some live growth. So wait till you see live growth from the bottom of the plant. Take all the dead growth out. Any little twiggy growth that's not going to really create nice flowers, you can remove that. And any of the remaining stems that you have, cut right above a bud that's facing outward. So you get a plant that's going to grow outward and not get crowded in the center. And give it a little compost and hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll have roses.
Okay. James in Randolph writes, my wife and I recently had a new septic system installed at our house. We want to plant native wildflowers on it to make it more attractive. And they don't want to frequently mow it. And he writes, we have some concerns about using perennials with deep tap roots that could, disturb the underground pipes. What are some recommendations and guidance there?
Yes, that's a good point about the perennials. So you want to avoid perennials like echinacea, baptisia, the butterfly weed, lupins, all those perennials that have tap roots or very extensive roots because they can get into your piping system and cause your septic field to fail.
Okay.
So some alternatives would be ones depending upon if it's a sun spot or a shady spot. So if you have a sunny location, you're looking at things like creeping plants, like creeping sedums, creeping veronica, yarrows, geraniums, perennial geraniums. Those are all nice plants to grow on there. They have extensive root system, but they're on the top of the soil. They're not deep. And if you have a shady area, lamiums are really nice. Mint? Why not mint, right? right? Violetted flowers,
yeah.
Good for pollinators.
Right.
Lamb's ears and coral bells are some good shade plants that are not deep-rooted. So you can create a nice wildflower, perennial flower garden up there. Just have to use the right plants.
Okay, if you've got gardening questions, send them to Charlie, gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen wherever you listen to podcasts or listen on the radio on Friday evenings and on Sunday mornings. Thank you so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.